Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. Now, that revelation just on the news of one there by Claire Bourne, that the National Lottery have admitted... they weren't caught, by the way. They say they found this out themselves, which is bizarre because we have a national lottery regulator. But they said they've left €180,000 worth of prizes off scratch cards. In other words, they'd advertised scratch cards as having 2, 3, 4, 50,000 prizes, but they weren't there. The prizes just weren't available to win. Now, how you would ever find that out? The only person who could ever find it out is a regulator. And we have a regulator paid for by the lottery players as well, and primarily working class people, as we know from where the lottery advertises, which is also a reminder that they're the biggest, one of the biggest advertisers in the country. So media organisations in general can be very coy. And in fact, the National Lottery sponsors the National Newspaper Awards every year. But anyway, what they were doing... what they've admitted to be doing, and as I say, there's no way any of us could find this out. In one of the congratulations scratch cards on sale until July of this year, four top prizes of 50,000 euro were advertised to be won. You've seen the ads; they're in every, beside every cash register, four chances to win 50 grand. In fact, in that competition, there were only two chances to win 50 grand, believe it or not. In a second game, which ran until April 2019, there should have been two 50,000 prizes to align with the approved prize structure. In other words, the deal and what you can win. We know, you know, scratch cards, you haven't a hope of winning much money, though people are addicted to them because the way they're configured and the psychology of them. There should have been two £50,000 prizes to align with the approved prize structure. There was only one. There was only one. In Diamond Bingo Doubler, you know they just recreate the colours and the scratch cards every few weeks to keep them going. There's 178 scratch card games been offered since this new crowd, PLI, took over the licence in 2014. In Diamond Bingo Doubler, which has been sold since February 2017, there should have been four top prizes of €30,000. How many were there? Three. So, but who was to know? How do you find out? The scratch card games are, as far as we know, are sold as congratulations and a third marketed as Diamond Bingo Doubler. Now, let me bring in Barry Grant from Problem Gambling Ireland. Barry, are you surprised, one, that it has happened, and two, that it's the lottery themselves that have fessed up and the regulator... Well, where was the regulator? Who's the only person or the only organisation that can go in and check that they're handing out the money? Barry?
Yeah, it is a strange one, Joe. I mean, I suppose the good thing is that the lottery have identified this mistake, and I think in their press release they were saying they were going to give out 180,000 in prizes and some sort of a draw.
In other words, they're going to give out the 180 grand if you go out and spend more money on the lottery.
Yeah. Well, they weren't going to give it away.
Barry, that's laughable. That is, laughed at that. They're saying we've discovered, we have discovered, they're praising themselves, we have discovered that we haven't given out 180,000 in prizes. And as you know, the scratch card in terms of the investment return is probably the weakest of any type of gambling you will do. In other words, you're the sucker, invariably. But they're saying we're admitting to not giving out 180 grand that we should have, that we advertise as we would giving out as part of the sales pitch for the cards. I don't know why anyone buys scratch cards, but as part of the sales pitch for the scratch cards, they're saying 180 grand that we advertised that we were going to give out in prizes, we just didn't give it out now. So what we're doing now that we've had to reveal this is we're going to add that to a draw, and if you go out and buy another lottery ticket or whatever for another one of our lottery draws, you have a chance of winning that 180 grand that people who bought double diamond and congratulations cards thought they might have been able to win. That's a joke.
It is a strange one, all right. Yeah, because, I mean, the people who bought those scratch cards, I mean, obviously the chances of them ever winning the main prize is like tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands to one against. But I suppose they're essentially entering into a contract with the lottery whereby the prizes should be there to be won no matter how low the odds of winning are. So it definitely is unfortunate that has happened. I suppose, like, if you imagine the amount of scratch cards that would go out of 178 different types of games and however many tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands are sold every day, there probably is some room for human error there, but it's definitely not good news for the lottery.
Barry, we have a regulator. We have an office of the lottery regulator. Okay, we presume, and they're well staffed, looking at their websites, well qualified people, and well paid, hopefully, as well, and pensions and all that carry on that they get in the civil service. So we presume that it's a simple matter. You go into the lottery office and you say, well, you go through each scratch card and you say, well, here's congratulations. Okay, now you say there are 4 by 50 that were available when that game was running. Can you give us the four? Can you show us the names of the four people who won the 50? Simple. I'm not looking for 10,000 names. I'm looking for four names.
Well, you would think so, Joe, but unfortunately, if you look at the lottery website, there's millions, I think, every year in unclaimed prizes. So some of those could be scratch cards, even up to the value of 50,000.
Yeah, but they're not saying that. And remember, this new organisation, the difference between this new organisation who bought the lotto at the height of the collapse, the difference between this new organisation is they got left out the stipulation in the previous situation where unclaimed prizes would go to charities. Now unclaimed prizes go to marketing. In other words, they go back to the National Lottery. So
I know, I'm aware of that. We're not happy with that at all, but that's been set in stone in legislation or with the contract with Premier Lotteries. But I suppose to your point, you know, a person could conceivably have won a 50,000 scratch card and not collect it on it, and then that name wouldn't be on record.
Yeah, but Barry, you're the only one in all of the media, and you it's hard to get coverage, as I say, because the lottery have so many, spend so much. Like, I think last Friday I was looking at tabloid papers. They don't buy ads in Irish Times, are very seldom in the Irish Independent, but they will buy, I think I pay saw last Friday in the Star, the Mirror, the Sun, I think I saw 12 pages of colour ads for the lottery, including a full wraparound on the front page, I think it's of the Mirror. Now, they pay big money for that, but the Mirror, the Sun and the Star, they're brilliant papers, but they sell in working class areas. They know who they're targeting. They know who they're targeting. But anyway, let me bring in Porrick O'Toole. But no, the other thing as well is Mr. Bradley from the lottery revealed on the 1 o'clock news that they've known about this for 6 weeks and they haven't withdrawn the cards. This is, let's listen to, because Claire Bourne, as usual, was forensic with the lottery rep 40 minutes ago.
We discovered this, it was about 6 weeks ago, and we've conducted a review of all our games.
So you've been selling these scratch cards for 6 weeks despite knowing that the prize wasn't available.
It's important to note here, Claire, that it's one scratch card. And when we did our review, which has been conducted over the last 6 weeks, we've concluded that this one scratch card had missing a top prize of 50,000 euros.
But it has been available for purchase for 6 weeks.
And anyone who wins any prizes at any other level are still able to validate those prizes and receive their winnings.
Okay, but if I buy that card because I want to have a shot at winning the top prize, it wasn't available to me and you knew about this for 6 weeks.
Well, what we've done is we put in place the New Year special draw, which has the 180 prizes, each worth 1,000 euros, and at no additional cost, all the entrants to the Christmas bonus draw will be able to be in with a chance of winning these prizes. And we feel that's the best way to reward our scratch card players.
Okay, well, that's. I think that's even raising more questions than answers, because it was more than one card where there was problems, and these cards were available 2 years ago, and there's only one card. They're no longer available because there are rolling games. But just to quote the lottery themselves from, I think it's 4 years ago, when they were asked, someone asked, again, I don't know how can we trust you, basically? That's the question. How can you trust you? And they say, we have a robust auditing protocol for all our lottery games, including scratch cards. Wasn't that robust, was it? All our processes, checking systems and audits are subject to audit to World Lottery Association standards. The National Lottery holds the highest level of accreditation available under, I presume there is only one level, but they say they hold the highest level of accreditation under World Lottery Association standards. The primary supplier is Pollard Banknote, which is based in Winnipeg in Canada. The secondary supplier is Scientific Games, based in the UK. Their headquarters are in Atlanta, Georgia. They are renowned security printers, providing lottery tickets to most of the major games and companies. Here's the breakdown of how much of how likely you are to win anything on the small the games. Congratulations, to say you're likely to win, for every 3.1 cards bought, so to speak, there will be one cash winner of, I presume, a fiver or whatever. And the odds of winning the main national lottery draw are 1 in 8.145 million. 4.5 million. Okay, now they say on the scratch cards that they give out 67% of the prize fund, and they go on and on, and they're actually saying we are giving out a lot more than people think. But it's back to the question now, can they be trusted if they're admitting this? Because lotteries only exist on trust, nothing else. Páraig O'Toole, Páraig, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Do you buy scratch cards?
I don't. I bought the odd one, but my last purchase was about maybe 10, 12 years ago. I used to work around South King Street. I went into a shop, a small shop that did newspapers in Lower Stephen Street. It's still there, but it's under different ownership. And I went in there one fine day and I says, give me a paper, please. Okay, thank you very much. And I says, can I have one of them scratch cards, please? I'll have one of them as well. And the guy behind the counter, who was the owner of the shop, he basically said, do you smoke? And I says, no, I don't, actually. He says, well, he says, 10 cigarettes at the time, which I don't think they exist anymore, 10 cigarettes, would be better value, he says. Because, he says, do you see all them scratch cards behind me? I haven't sold any use in an expletive, which I'm not going to use in air. I haven't had one winner, he said. And that's in over a week, he says. And I basically, a lot of people come in to my shop, they buy I sell the cards, and that was his success. In other words, no winners. Some years later, I rocked up to another shop in South Frederick Street. This guy was running a sandwich bar, and I says, thanks a million for all that advice. He says, what advice? He says, the advice you told me, he says, when you came into my shop in Lower Stephen Street, did I smoke? Because smoking, in other words, is better value than buying a scratch card. So go figure.
Go figure. I've Sean Whelan on. Páraig and Barry. Sean, you contacted us before. You were on the Gay Byrne show.
I did indeed, Joe.
I remember this well. Now, do you say it? What? Yes. And it was about scratch cards, and it was about the chances of winning.
Yes. I wanted to know what the odds were.
Yeah.
And you didn't quite agree with me.
Okay.
On that morning.
Well, I've matured, but go ahead.
I know you have. I know you have, Joe. And I'd be one of your best admirers.
Don't be worried one bit. So Sean, my understanding. Let me. So you rang. I was presenting the Gay Byrne show. I think was I? Yeah. Okay.
Gay's the morning show.
Yeah.
And I came in on the one day.
Yeah.
I said that I wanted to know the percentage of winning cards there were in every 100.
Okay, and what how did that unfold?
Well, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was very, very very little. It certainly wasn't. A man came in from Clontarf, the shop. I think it was Vernon Avenue.
I know the shop. Clontarf. I know. I must ring him again. I know him. I know the shop. He's a great shopkeeper, Fred.
Yes.
Fred.
Yes. Oh yes. No reflection on him at all. No,
but didn't he scratch cards on air for us? Didn't he?
He brought in 100 cards.
Yeah, 100 scratch cards.
And I scratched 50 and he scratched 50.
Yeah, and?
And the percentage of that was there. I certainly wasn't convinced. I wasn't even...
My memory of that is, we'll try and get Fred. He's silly. By the way, Fred didn't win 50 grand or none because his family, who are brilliant, are still running the shop with the staff there up in Dollymount. But my memory is that Fred scratched 50 cards and I think he won out of the 150 quid or whatever you spent on him. I think he won 11 quid or something. And you scratched 50. I don't know. I can't remember how much you won. You're still living in Ireland. You've given up that condominium you bought in the Bahamas, which you're winning. You're back in Ireland. I know. You gambled it all away. You're scratch card winning.
I didn't want to announce on air that I don't.
You won, 15, 20 quid. The chances.
I won maybe that.
Yeah, okay. The chances of winning 50,000 on the lottery's winning streak scratch card is 2 million to 1.
Yeah.
The Irish son has learned. 2 million to 1.
Oh, sure. I'm watching that every week. I watch when they spin the wheel. It's 24,000.
People know it's a gamble. We know that.
But
I know people who buy that scratch card just to get on to meet Marty. I know that. All cash gold cards. Now, I think these are gone or the prices have gone up. But just, I'm trying to go back over stats here because this only blew up in the last few minutes. The odds of winning on your all cash gold scratch card, 80%, 8 of every 10 people who buy a scratch card win nothing. Of the who can win up to 20 quid, that's 14%. Who wins between 21 and 250? 5%. Yeah. 5 out of 100. And who wins? And remember, these prizes are advertised as being available. Who wins 250 quid out of the 100 people who buy scratch cards? Less than go down to one person out of that 100. And it goes down to 0.2%. So in other words, you'd have to buy, and then 10,000 on the scratch card, wait for it, is 0.0001% chance of winning it. Okay, Barry, what do you think now?
Well, I mean, I suppose the lottery would have all of those details up on their website as in terms of what your chances are of winning on anything. Now, I think they would admit themselves that most scratch card purchases are impulse buys. So it's beside the cash register. You go in for your pint of milk and people buy a scratch card on impulse. So nobody's thinking about...
Yeah, I think... And Barry, I think you think I'm being too hard, don't you?
No, not at all. If they're selling scratch cards for 6 weeks knowing that the actual top prizes or two of the four top prizes are not there.
And remember, the cards,
unacceptable.
They say we've known for 6 weeks and they're still selling them. But they say it's been happening for a much longer period than that. The cards just didn't come on the market 6 weeks ago. Do you follow me?
Yeah, but
I think that 180 grand, if they're saying it's 180, it could be more. I think they should this afternoon give that 180 grand to four homeless charities to Focus Point, to Father Peter, not for me to decide, to Focus Point, Father Peter McFerry, the Simon Community and Threshold. 40 grand each, instead of using it to try and bump up the sales on their next lotto competition, which is what they're doing.
I'd agree with that.
Give it now and stop this nonsense. And hands, if you say you're coming out with your hands up, well then do you. Give me a call, Andy, on 1850 715 815. Go ahead, Andy.
Hello, Joe.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that they blandly try to explain it away with Clare Byrne. And I think that there's a regulator National Lottery,
and
he should step in immediately and say this money should go to charity, because it's totally immoral that people are expected to hand out more money for scratch cards to win 180,000. That's 180 prizes.
Oh, I know, but it's not even the scratch card. I think it's their million euro draw.
I don't care who it is, Joe. I just think it's totally immoral.
Okay. But remember, if you advert, one of the reasons why people buy scratch cards, if you see you have chances of winning 50K, you have four chances of winning 50K, you have eight chances of winning 30K, and that's not the case.
No, it doesn't work like that at all.
So you think that money shouldn't go back into a prize fund to help sell another game?
It shouldn't.
It should.
If you look at the National Lottery website, they give you a list of the prizes that are available under each scratch card game. And invariably, halfway through when the timeline of those scratch cards, you will see that all the major prizes have probably been won. And that people are still buying cards on the basis that those prizes are still available.
That's a very good point. So why don't? That's a very good point. Now that's gambling, isn't it?
It is, yes.
It's an interesting point. You're saying if there are, now we've now discovered there aren't, but if the lottery advertises there are four prizes, there are 2,000 prizes of a five or 3,000 of a tenner, and whatever, they still make a massive profit on it.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of that goes to good causes. But you're saying if they're advertising a scratch card for 50Ks, when the 450Ks are won, the lottery should put an ad in the paper saying the 450Ks have been won.
That's right, yes.
But Joe...
Yeah, Joe, Sean.
This brings me back to the point I was making at the time, that they don't say that there's X number of prizes of certain value in 100, and go down through the number of prizes you're going to win.
I'm trying to get onto it because this is only broken the last few minutes. Now, the regulator of the National Lottery is a woman called Miss Carol Boat, and we've been on trying to get her to come on because, remember, the lottery are throwing the regulator under the bus. They're saying the regulator didn't catch us. We admit this ourselves. And the only, as far as I can see, unless we get a really, really, really astute journalist to surreptitiously work in the National Lottery HQ, the only person, the only organisation that can detect this discrepancy, is the best word, it's Christmas, I'm using that word discrepancy, is the regulator, which I presume, given it's a state body, has powers to go in and examine everything. But anyway, Barry, okay, Andy, do you think the money should be given to charity instead of this?
Absolutely, and I think it should be announced this evening, Joe.
Okay, where's Catherine Bourne? Catherine, your point, please.
Hi, Joe. I couldn't agree more with yourself and your last two speakers. That money should immediately be divided up between a number of charities. There's no way it should go back into a pot for the company running the lotto to make more money. And I also think I wasn't aware that the winnings, which are not claimed, were going back into the company's pot. I didn't know that until you...
It changed.
I stopped buying lotto tickets. Not that I wouldn't buy that many anyway, but I stopped buying them when the company, as I would see it, went public as such to another company. I didn't see that the investment would be in the Irish people, it would be in the company itself. But anyway, that's only a side issue. But I also think that whenever they discovered it, be it 6 weeks or 6 months ago, they should have taken out their blanket advertising on all of the papers across the country, notifying people we've discovered an issue.
Very good point, Catherine. They wouldn't even have to take out advertising in the newspapers because the minute they would announce it to the newspers would see it as a good news story and they'd run it on the news page.
Absolutely. Good point. And I also think that the spin the wheel on a whatever night it is, Friday night or Saturday night. I think it's an absolute joke. The amount of prizes that are pathetic in comparison to the amount of money that
happens in a lot of gambling. But the thing is that the lottery would say, well, our prizes get bigger and bigger and bigger the more people who buy.
Sure,
Joe,
they can say what they like, really, at the end of the day. If you're going to win a few bob, you're anxious to win it, you know.
Do you play the lottery?
No, I don't. I will be honest, I play the Euro Millions at times. I live in the country and I wouldn't necessarily be in a shop to buy, we'll say on time, to buy a ticket. If I think of something, maybe during the week, I might say to somebody, if you're inside in town, would you ever get me a lotto for Friday night? But I mean, I wouldn't do it twice a week. It's on of a Tuesday and Friday.
Okay. I'm just wondering, looking back. Thanks, Catherine. That's Catherine. By the way, where do you think this money should go?
Joe, immediately, I agree with yourself and the other two callers. That money should immediately, up front, be given to
the Christmas funds, whatever. For those,
I mean, to me, it doesn't matter what charity it is. Every charity is in need of as much help as it can get. But certainly, that money should be immediately put into the community.
We can do a list, yeah.
Absolutely. But as the other gentleman said, before close of business this evening, you know. There's no issue with it. It isn't their money. It's money should have been given out, wasn't given out, and expectation on people who maybe were short of cash and were hoping, maybe I'll win big or whatever. You know, that's just so wrong. It's so wrong.
It's what?
It's morally sinful.
Okay.
Cheating people.
In fairness, they say it's an error.
You can cover an awful lot of things, Joe, with errors, you know. I forgot. Oh, dear. I'm so, so sorry. Yeah, that covers the multitude, but where's the sincerity?
The regulator for the National Lottery is so big that they employ a PR company separately. And the PR company have been on behalf of the regulator of the National Lottery, which is the people's regulator. Of the People's Lottery. That's what it was branded as when it started. That's why it got so much support. When Ray Bates was at the helm and brilliant.
I couldn't think of that man's name.
They're all trustworthy. But the PR company for the regulator of the National Lottery, they've been on to inform us that the regulator will not be doing any interviews.
Wonderful, isn't it? Who pays their wages?
Where's Breda?
Who pays their wages?
You do. Anyone who buys.
There you go. Yes. You see, this is the thing. It's this country. I don't know why in God's name how we do it, but we manage to swing so many things by just sidelining them. You know, if it's pushing a button to say you were in the Dáil when you were flying out from Dublin Airport or anything else, there's always a little sidekick.
Well, I just want to confirm.
Kick it to the side.
Okay, Catherine, I want you to get your blood pressure down, but I also want to tell you that the new printer in the Dáil, the 2 million printer that they couldn't fit in, that was not being bought to print lottery tickets or scratch cards. Breda, good afternoon. Breda.
Good afternoon, Joe.
What do you think? Maybe I'm overreacting by thinking this is an important story in an organisation that's based on trust.
Well, then
one that the regulator didn't spot it.
We're both guilty of that, then, Joe. If you think that you're overreacting to this.
What is your reaction?
My reaction was I was dumbfounded, to be honest with you, when I was listening to Claire Byrne and the attitude of the gentleman. I can't remember his name.
Paul Bradley.
Well,
in fairness, Mr. Bradley was very articulate, but I'm looking at the lottery statement. He was just reading or giving what's in the lottery statement, which is they always try and bury it in, it only represents 0.1% of the winnings and all this carry on. But anyway, give me your opinion.
That's irrelevant. That's actually irrelevant here. He admitted that 6 weeks ago they knew that there was a problem. And instead of at the time withdrawing the tickets, you know, informing the agents and then carrying out their investigation. And if nothing was wrong, well, then, you know, start reselling these tickets. But instead, he's telling people, oops, we actually made a mistake. We should have done X, Y, Z. We didn't do it.
So they knew.
They knew. But now if you buy into another draw, you will you have a chance to win this money that you should have been having in the first place.
And they're admitting that they knew 6 weeks ago
exactly
that these prizes weren't available.
Exactly.
But that they let the cards, which advertised, which were sold on the basis of these prizes,
exactly,
they let them exist, stay on sale until
but
today,
Joe,
I understand.
I don't know, but is that so not if, false advertising
and that's
in
if, that's,
one sense?
That's if you believe the National Lottery timeline,
well, exactly,
that the only thing,
I mean,
which we do, of
I don't buy. Well, I don't buy lottery tickets simply for the reason of the odds and all that sort of thing. But I do the Euro Millions, I'll be honest. But I just think the audacity of sort of, you know, oh, we made a mistake. They were selling tickets to people who thought they had a chance of winning X amount of money. But they didn't. And now they're saying, sorry about that, we'll withdraw them today. We knew about it 6 weeks ago, but yeah, if you want to go into another draw, that money should be taken today and given to charity. I don't care what charity, there are loads of them out there, Joe, and we all have our own preferences, but they should not be allowed to put that money into another draw.
To sell tickets to win that money.
To sell more tickets for them. I'm so annoyed, Joe. I think it's a disgrace, and it's. Do you know what it is? It's another layer of words escape me.
Yeah, well.
In this country, that you know, we're fobbed off. It's just oops, sorry, made a mistake. Let's go on from here.
Okay.
And I don't think we should. I really, they should be made to give that money over to charity.
Yeah, the money they admit they said was up for prizes, but no one ever won it.
Yes, Joe, and when you think about it, that's only the money that was up for winning. What about the amount of money, when you think about it, that people have paid?
Because the incentive is, if you see big prizes, you will buy the tickets. That's the reason why they have big prizes. But now the big prizes in 50% on those scratch cards didn't exist. So
well,
you're
exactly
right. So okay, I don't know if this is a vicious
180,000, but you also have people buying tickets on the pretext that they will
that
win
the prize
that doesn't exist.
So I just wonder if anyone has one of those congratulations cards which says 4x50 or whatever.
Are they entitled to their money back?
Would you be entitled to more than your money back?
Well, at the least.
Yeah. Okay, Breida, 51551. I shouldn't be Paul Kelly. Paul, your quick point, please.
Very quickly, Joe, I endorse what you said, that you deserve more than your money back, but I've also done a bit of calculating of my own.
Okay,
if you take any four scratch cards, that were, branded scratch cards that were offered, the chances that by pure accident that they misallocated or underallocated the prize money would say be 1 in 4. So to do it four times over would be 1 in 256. But the odds escalate to the chances of this being a mistake being 1 in 4,000 if every single time the mistake was to give less. Because if it's a genuine mistake, they could have mistakenly given more. So there's exactly 1 chance in 4,000, or a little bit worse actually, okay, that four branded scratch cards should all have by accident had too little money on them. So the overwhelming likelihood is that it's not a mistake.
Well, you can't say that, Paul, really. They're saying it's an error.
Well, the chances...
Now, you've been, Paul, in fairness, I did honours Molly. You did honours maths, obviously, because you lost me there in the middle of it.
I'm being very generous in saying that the chance that they'd make a genuine mistake is 1 in 4. So professional lottery runners have a 1 in 4 chance of
making... Remember, they say in when they were giving an interview about probity... They say this, it's like Michael O'Leary rightly says about Ryanair, when what's your number one priority, Michael?
Safety.
Yeah,
and you said more than once, Joe, that the whole basis of a lottery, especially won by a national government or with a national government branding, is trust. And I'm very generously saying that a professional lottery operator might 1 in 4 make a mistake. But I mean, most professional lottery operators would say the chances of misallocating the prizes would be far, far tinier than 1 in 4.
Yeah, good point, yeah. And
but based on 1 in 4, all these mistakes is thousands to one that was by accident.
Okay.
It was not an accident, Joe.
You believe, Paul.
It's not a question of belief. It's a question of statistical fact.
Okay.
You cannot make the same mistake, particularly if you under-allocate over and over. Why, if it's a mistake, didn't you occasionally over-allocate?
Good point. Yeah, that's a very good point. Paul, just to be clear, the National Lottery is owned primarily now by a pension fund from Canada because they sold...
We're going to get it back, Joe, because they've breached their contract. They've breached their contract, so we can get it back.
But Paul, you're right in saying, but the National Lottery is backed up by legislation. They're the only ones that can run these games, they have the backing of the state.
Exactly. You're right.
And there was another...
The franchise for Premier is even more valuable because it is state-backed. It has that gilt-edged quality to it. But because they've broken the contract... They're out. They're gone. And I hope that a replacement government after the election will make sure that's the case.
They have never been responsible for it. What year did I phone in that time?
That's 15. Well, when I was doing the Gabe Byrne show,
it's about 15 years ago.
Yeah, I'm only 27 now, so it was about... Yes. Go ahead, yeah. Sean, I'm not being... No. I don't mean to be visited. You're saying you raised this issue 15 years ago.
Yes.
And someone like, we presume the regulator, like all the other regulators...
It was being run by a state body at that time.
Yes, and the regulator is still a state body.
And what I want to know is what was the percentage of prizes? Okay. If I was running a raffle for the local boys club or whatever, if I was running a raffle for a local boys club or something like that, I'd have to apply for permission.
Of course
I'd
you would.
To,
yeah, I know.
I'd
and
have
that's
to say,
probity,
I'd
yeah.
have to. I'd have to spend...
And remember,
exactly.
remember all the penny banks around the country that were put out of business last year by the central bank. Remember these penny savings clubs?
Yeah.
I heard one on, I think it was with Ray down in Limerick. Yes. They were put out of business by the big bears, and I mean that in terms of power.
Can I just finish that point, Joe? Well, yeah. If I was running a raffle for a local, for any charity, I would have to apply for permission to the guards. I'd have to state exactly what the prizes were and guarantee that those prizes would be paid out when the raffle took place. Now, the lottery draw on the Saturday night or whatever is a raffle.
Yeah, it is. It's a game of chance. It can only be a game of chance. There can be no... People know that there can be no skill involved in winning streak or any lottery game. It's a game of chance. In other words, everyone has an equal chance of losing.
Yes, so the point I'm making, Joe, is that if I'm running for a local charity, I have to guarantee those prizes.
Okay.
People can challenge me.
With any luck, this is a blessing in disguise. The breach of trust is so egregious that it'll now become a political issue, and hopefully during the election, at least one opposition
now remember, party... Remember, Paul, now in the last few weeks there's been savage rows, we're told, within different political parties over who got the lottery money in terms of the grants. But anyway, that's a different argument. Barry Grant, I know you have to go. Do you think the lottery statements and the regulator apparently is going to issue a statement through their PR company. Do you think a statement will sort out this problem?
I wouldn't think so. I think they would need to engage in some sort of meaningful act that would balance out what's happened there, because, you know, when people are buying tickets for a game, I think it's reasonable to expect that the advertised prizes will be there.
Joe, if you forgive me, I think the regulator is in as much trouble as Premier Lotteries.
Well, the regulator will be issuing a statement to say why they didn't spot it. But anyway, thanks indeed, Paul Kelly, Mary McMahon. Mary's next after the break. There's a load of people now. Barry Grant and Sean Whelan and Andy was there as well, as was Catherine Bourne, as was Barrick O'Toole. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Just briefly before I go to Gillian, 51551 is our tab, 51551. Teresa, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
What in the name of the patron saint of scratch cards did your mother get? How did you get €2,000 worth of scratch cards in one go?
Joe, Mum loved scratch cards.
Yeah.
And she reached the ripe old age of 100.
Oh, congratulations, yeah.
Well, she has died since.
Okay. She got the 100.
But what do you give a woman of 100?
I'll give her a few more years.
Yeah, well,
if you could, that's great. That's great.
But everybody, we had a big party for her.
Okay, well done.
And everybody bought her scratch cards.
Now,
they were in all different denominations, from congratulations to you name it, they were there, ones we'd never seen before.
Okay.
And it took us an average of about 2 days to scratch them all.
Okay.
The biggest she had got on any scratch card was €25.
So €2,000 worth of National Lottery scratch cards. How much did she win in total?
She won less than €300.
Wow.
Yeah.
2,000 in scratch cards. And she won
at least
about 300.
Yeah, because you know they do those other... her birthday was near Easter.
Yeah.
And you know they do those 25
special Easter,
ones?
Yeah, yeah, that's right, Easter.
Yeah, well, she got loads of them as well. And not a dicky boy, not of any of them.
Two grand in scratch cards.
Yeah.
You've and she won 300, about 1 in 7 chance of it. She whoever spent, all those people who spent 2,000 on the scratch cards, 1,700 went to the National Lottery. And of course, subsequently, with their deductions,
it's the one thing we remarked on that was so ridiculous.
Okay, thanks, Teresa. We can't sort
Thank
that.
You.
Thank you, Gormagad, and sorry to hear about your mum.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Jason McGoldrick, 51551 Joe at RT.ie from Ashbourne. You, what do you say? I'm a self-confessed gambler.
Yeah, the 40X's, Joe, are the vein of my life, and them scratch cards. But it would do. I've been doing it for years trying to get a 40X. And other scratch cards as well.
How often do you buy scratch cards?
I go in the morning, I'd get a number 8. That's the scratch card, is the coffee. Get a medium Americano, number 8, or maybe 2 number 8s. That'd be a €10 one. Lunchtime, same thing, Americano, number 8. And I have a stack of them. Joe, you had a person on a while ago. I remember bought €600 or €700 worth.
Yeah, yeah.
And got nothing. Got a couple of euro on it. So I said after that, I'd hold on to them. Kept them in the van. No, kept them out in the shed. So I have a stack of them there. I'll send them into your research. You can just go through them to make sure there's nothing on them, which there isn't nothing on them. So, but yeah.
How much do you reckon you've spent on scratch cards? And
I'm afraid even thinking about it. Now, years ago, before I was took over, it was great. You know, you get it. You'd always have a few winners in the van, stack of winners. I'd always leave them and the wife would take them. We'd have a stack of winners. But lately, nowadays, nothing. I got a 10,000 years ago when I went down to a garage, probably about 10 years ago, to a garage down in Carlo. Went in there and bought one, won 10,000, happy days, converted to the attic. Bought one of Ballymun, a good few years ago as well. There was a £5,000 on it. It was great, you know, but lately, since it was took over, no.
Well,
and
you see, but they say all our stats are up for scrutiny.
Yeah, well, who checks it? I know by buying, even on my birthday a while ago there, I got I think it was €100 worth of scratch cards between the mother got me some, the wife.
Uh-huh.
I got €100, I got nothing. Nothing.
And by the way, Jason, explain to people who don't do scratch cards what the can you give us a glimpse of the psychology of it? Because people say, it's not everyone sitting in front of a TV screen waiting for 6 numbers or 7 numbers or plus to be pulled out. You buy a scratch card. What is the? Is there a buzz? Is there an adrenaline buzz?
You're sitting down having a cup of tea, you do it. You know, you could win. You're more likely not going to win. You know, it's I mean, one of them addictive personalities, Joe. Like years ago, I would dabble in everything. I was in a graduate out of Kilmaine Lodge and all, so I would have known years ago. So, 20 odd years ago.
Now, remember, people, there is a, because I remember reading this when we were doing the scratch cards a few years ago. There is a psychology in the scratch cards, and that is, you have to win 3, you have to get 3 in the same denomination to win that prize. You will always get 2 of something. You will always get 2 of something. You always get that close to winning that your adrenaline goes up and you want another scratch card.
Yeah.
And you will get two again. Maybe of a bigger denomination, but you won't you won't win anything. But anyway, okay.
Well, the 40X, there's 5 numbers on the top of the 40X. So say if you've got 22, 23, you're guaranteed to get 21 when you're doing it. The panels are low. a 24. You get every number back and forward of your numbers, you know. So I have a load of them there. I'll send them in. You know, I have a friend who does, he's managed the triple, they're 3 euro ones. Now, he used to have stacks as well. Now, remember, could be on the job, they'll take them. You know, I said to myself, I'm going to start holding these, you know. And I've actually held some of the winning ones I've got. Like, I've cashed in 100 and a 200. But it's months ago.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
That, I'd love
but
to,
the 180, like, they should be adding a zero to that and giving it a...
Oh, by the way, we have a statement from the regulator of the National Authority, which you and I pay for. The office became aware of the anomalies in November this year. By the way, the
that's what I wonder. Yeah, €100 worth, yeah.
But the National Lottery is saying the congratulations game 223, which has been on sale since April 2009. The website and rules correctly state that there is one 50k jackpot in the game. However, there should have been two to align with the approved prize structure. Because of this omission, the game is being withdrawn from sale. But the regulator is admitting that the regulator's office were told it's now, 14 days to Christmas exactly. So we're nearly halfway through December. The regulator saying we became aware, thanks the National Lottery told us when we were notified by them, upon being notified, my immediate priority, this is the National Lottery regulator, were to ensure that the operator would find and implement a solution to return the value of these prizes to players at the earliest opportunity, and that the operator introduce effective measures to ensure this doesn't happen. But it's the dog that didn't bark here. The regulator doesn't say upon being notified of these anomalies, the regulator said that the National Lottery instructed that the National Lottery stop selling the game forthwith and publicise that. They didn't do that. The game is on sale, as far as I can see, still. The game is being withdrawn from sale. So the regulators let people buy scratch cards with prizes that don't exist. And it says
banks were regulated as well.
I fast-tracked my considerations of a proposal from the operator to return the omitted prize money by players by way of a New Year's special draw, which I have to buy a ticket for of course, entirely funded by the operator. I approved this proposal. I also determined that the affected scratch card game still on sale should be withdrawn. There's no immediately in there.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, anyone knows this country, we can still manage it. You can say this afternoon through newspapers and radio and television that a certain product is to be recalled.
Yeah.
Because of glass.
They should be all recalled. There has to be. It's not just one.
Well, no,
or
they're
two
saying,
different
they're
games,
saying the
170 you know?
Of the 173 scratch card game just shows you how popular and how lucrative they are. There's only three of them that have been that we're saying have been problematic, that we found have been problematic. Okay, Mick Fitzgerald, Jason McGoldrick, thanks. I need to take that quick ad break. 51551.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RT.ie. Remember, we're on right until Christmas Eve. We'll be on on St. Stephen's morning as well. Mary McMahon. Mary, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Okay,
but
scratch cards.
Yes, actually, I've worked in a day centre, in a small day centre, for the last number of years.
Okay.
And they've been playing bingo there 3 days a week. Small bingo, we used to have a 2 euro scratch card for a line and a 3 euro for a
half. The scratch cards were prizes.
They were prizes.
Okay.
Now, this is the patients. That's what they wanted. And they always won something every week, 3 days a week. I was just counting it out there. So it was 16 scratch cards a week. That's the way it worked out. So they always won maybe 2 euro, maybe a free scratch card, fiver, tenner. Like every week they would have won something. And then suddenly we started not winning anything, to the point that we probably continued paying it for about 2 years more, and they won absolutely nothing, to the point where a year ago we stopped buying the scratch cards. And it's like a time in motion on the National Lottery, really, if you wanted to do it, because we won little small amounts, and then suddenly we won nothing. Absolutely nothing, to the point where the patient says, we're going to give up these scratch cards. We're only giving money to the National
Lottery.
And what
do you think of the lottery saying that the money in what they've revealed today is, and congratulations, Game 186, which was on sale until July this year, there should have been, it's gone in other words, there should have been four top jackpot prizes of 50k, 50,000 euro. We gave out two. There was only two in the game.
And
remember,
think,
all these things are pre-printed.
Yeah. We never played that game. We never played
I'm just saying.
We played other games, like the cash, the 2 euro cash, and the tripler was the main one they used to get.
Well, did you
they
ever play the doubler?
Money as well. They stopped playing money as well.
Who comes up with these names? Diamond Bingo Doubler Game 125, which on sale until February this year. Sorry, February 2017. There should have been four top jackpot prizes. There were three. In other words, they advertised them as having four prizes. In one case, there was only two. It's four top prizes. Not about the top prizes, by the way. We don't know about the other prizes. How many? If they said they gave out 10,000 fivers, did they give out 10,000 fivers? Okay, Mick Fitzgerald. Thanks, Mary. Mick Fitzgerald, your point, please.
Hello.
Go ahead, Mick.
Yeah. We buy a few each week, we do.
Scratch cards.
And we wouldn't buy the cheap ones either. We'd buy the ones for 10 after 20 quid. And if you win anything on the one for 20 quid, right, I'd buy, say, maybe two of them. Okay, so two, that's 40 euro. And out of two of them, you might win a tenner back on the 20 euro cards. Mm. You don't even win your money back, so they still manage to keep a tenner off you. Not to mention that I buy the lottery tickets online as well. So I buy Euro Millions and Lotto, and they have online scratch cards, believe it or not. So I've often done a couple of them and win absolutely nothing on them as well.
There's an online scratch card.
Yeah, did you not know that? You want to check out the amount of them that are online from any kind of price, from a euro up to a 10 euro as well online.
Wow.
And it's the same type of thing, like it's just the digital version of it, you know? You just press the numbers and they reveal whatever you're supposed to win and that kind of thing, you know?
So again, it's got that psychology in it. It's got the adrenaline going, you scratch.
And I buy loads of them for birthdays and Christmases and all that kind of stuff as well and never get anything as well, you know?
But I bet in every card where you have to get three, if I know something
different.
I guarantee in every card you have to get three of one denomination to win it. And every card you will get two of something, isn't that correct? You still don't win a penny.
The last few weeks now as well, I've been buying more because any time I win anything small, like 2 or 3 euro on it, I'd show the young fella. We have a young fella there, 6-year-old, Harry, and we'd give him the 3 or 4 euro off the card. So anytime I'm in the shop with him now, we always say, Daddy, buy more scratch cards. And I end up having to buy more scratch cards, and therefore we win nothing else, you know. And anything small that we do get, the young fella gets it.
Now, does anyone else, Rehab used to do scratch cards? Are they still doing them?
I haven't a clue.
I think they went out, but they just couldn't compete.
The only ones I wouldn't buy is the Ryanair ones on the plane. Okay. I know for a fact you get nothing on them anyway.
You don't know that, I'm sure.
Well, I've never
does.
Seen anyone driving around those little Fiat 500s, I tell you that. You know?
But you stop, and Michael O'Leary drives one up from Mullingarry. What he doesn't is he has a taxi. No, he doesn't. I'm sure that's a reputable draw. And remember, Ryanair, in fairness, say that the some of the prize money goes to charity, which is what the lottery says as well. Good cause.
Okay, Mick.
Happy Christmas, Mick. And Kathleen, good afternoon.
How are you doing?
Grant's news agents in Dundalk. Tell us what happened today when the lottery eventually, even though they found out 6 weeks ago and the regulator found out 6 weeks ago that these scratch cards were duds, that the prizes that they advertised weren't available, could not be won, no matter even after every single card was scratched in the competition. How did you find out about this?
Well, there was a message on our lotto machine, which we couldn't continue with the lotto machine until you read the message. So it's an important message comes up. You can't use the machine until you read it.
So
we knew immediately, and the tickets were taken straight off the shelf.
So your message...
We got a message.
Okay, your message, this is fascinating. You're saying the National Lottery have the capacity to shut down a game within seconds. Because if you do not read that message, they will not let you open the machine.
No, we can't continue with... We can't continue with the machine until we read the message.
And you have to press a button saying, I've read the message and I've...
No, we don't. But they will know when you print it off the message, when you've read it.
You actually have to print off
the machine goes back. Well, you don't have to, but I always print off a message so that I make sure I read whatever's on it, you know?
Yeah.
If it's an important message, you can't use the machine until you read it.
Well, that's some... Whoever came up with that is a genius, because that means they could have shut it down 6 weeks ago. Isn't it?
Well, this is the first I've heard of it, so I really don't know what's the.
And many different scratch cards are there now from the National
Lottery. We have, I think, 22, I think. We have the full whack. But I have to say, the congratulations ticket is the very worst seller. We sell very few of them. We would sell a lot of scratch cards.
Yeah.
But the congratulations would be the very worst seller that we'd have on the shelf.
And I take your point. In one sense, it's irrelevant, but they still admitted that the top prizes that they said were available are not available.
Yeah, that's not on, but, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Hopefully it will be sorted out one way or another.
Yeah, but Kathleen, the other thing I say is I mentioned that National Lottery, the biggest advertiser in the country, really important to RTE, I presume, with winning streak. So, I won't get it in the neck. But I remember when we did the lottery before, someone in the lottery who's gone now, but anyway, said something to one of our producers. It couldn't be construed as anything but a friendly conversation, but reminded them of the amount of money the lottery spent on advertising in RTE. They're a massive advertiser in newspapers. They're a massive boon to your business, aren't they, Kathleen, in bringing
people in?
You see, I'm conscious of that as well. And they do.
Yeah, and they employ enough. They employ people all over the country,
The percentage of the winnings, the percentage of the income goes to good causes. But anyway,
a lot of the income goes to good causes.
But the income, pulling in, I think it's gone down now, they were pulling in €1 billion in spending every year in terms of people buying lottery products. Now, I think it's gone down to around €800 million.
It's gone down.
But that's still some money. And that's why we have a regulator, because they have the backing of the state. They have the monopoly and it's been given to them by the state. But anyway, Kathleen, thanks
but
a million.
But from the tickets, just on the odds of winning, we'll have customers who come in and buy 5 tickets. They will have 5 winners in a row. You could have somebody buy 10 tickets and have no winner.
It is chance.
It's totally random.
I'm still trying to find out what percentage of prize, what percentage of income on scratch cards goes back in winnings compared to other games.
Yeah, I mean, the details are all out there. We get notifications.
Okay, well, then I'll try and
the
get them there. But as I say, this only broke
there
when we heard Claire Bourne's forensic interview with the man from the lottery at 1:30 and then our phones went on fire. Okay, Kathleen, thanks indeed.
Okay.
51551joe@rte.ie.